Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about business signs that tell you you should go from part-time to full-time wholesaling land or houses.
I have a good list.
This is a good week. Yeah. This is the kind of week I like where it's all, this is business week. It's get your business kicked up to the next notch week or whatever. I don't know. That's not the formal name, but.
Yeah.
You got all that stuff, you got all the things that in the beginning that just trip you up, and you got your wits back about you. You got your confidence. You know the business works. Now it's just all about doing some deals.
It's passed all your tests, whatever your personal tests were. Can I even, sometimes people question.
You convinced your wife.
Well, they question not only is this, is what we provide or this business, it's not just about if the business is a viable business. It's, are you a viable candidate to make this business work? They both have to be on the same page.
Right.
So thank you.
I just got off the phone with a guy who already has a business and he's going to add this to it, which I think he's already knocked out that whole attitude part of it. His attitude's correct.
Do you remember we had that list a while back though? We thought about what are the top three things of all of our most successful members.
Yeah, go ahead.
Number one was they know how to run a business. They've been a business owner. They are a business owner. You have to have that mentality and have to be able to know to get things. If you have a successful business, you've been through a lot of crap.
Yeah.
And you know how to cut through it and to
cut through it.
Power get through and get it done and get there. Like if you didn't have a successful business, you never conquered accepting credit cards for your business, it wouldn't work kind of thing. So you've got through all that and there's always obstacles. The second one was understanding data. You have to be able to
spreadsheets.
You can't say I just finished Excel 101. Now I'm ready.
Yeah, that's not going
to
work.
Mm-hmm. So then number three was you really have to have some funds. You got to have or access to, and we want to be honest. I don't want you to come here with $80,000 in debt and you have one credit card left that you're living off of. This is not for you.
You got some other stuff to do first.
You're not going to be able to sleep at night, and that's not the right way to start something.
You just got to have the right attitude. Mm-hmm. You have to get whatever it is, get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not Land Academy specific. That's your life.
That's anything.
Right.
Exactly.
Wow, we got it off on a tangent fast there. Before we get into the show, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Well, that was actually good, though. We just laid the foundation to go from zero to part-time. Now we're going to talk about, after this, to go part-time to full-time. So, okay. BD Jones asks, hi all, I've done several deals so far.
Perfect.
Nice.
That's what this is all about.
All have been through a title company and relatively local. I've got an out-of-state deal now and would like to sell it just like I'm buying it, trading a cashier's check for a deed. I understand how to buy out-of-state. All of my sellers so far have been out-of-state, but how do you sell out-of-state? I can't imagine telling someone who met me off Craigslist, send me a check and I'll send you a deed. Or even hire a notary to bring me a check and he or she will send you the deed. I guess the latter may work, but people will be suspicious. Curious, how do y'all sell out of state with an in-house closing? Thanks.
Go ahead.
Really? Okay.
I can answer it if you want.
You usually love to jump in. I'm like, oh, you're letting me go here first. Well, you know what? Part of it is transparency and our transaction record. And I don't have those questions because people can look us up and see this is not our first deal. So I say that's number one. Do you have a website? Is there some substance to it? Do you have if it's like... It's like any business I go to. If I go to a business and there's no website and I'm just talking to a guy, I'm like, how do I know this is a throwaway phone number, even it's going to be gone tomorrow. But if I have a website and a presence and a credibility and heck, a track record, you can see deals, that takes a lot of it out of it. So that's what for us. And the other thing is too, we have it set up now where people can check out and pay with a credit card. And there's credit card security.
I love it when you answer my question.
Okay, thank you.
Beautiful.
Okay, thanks. There's security in credit cards. When people, plop down credit cards, they can, there's that versus a cashier's check. So, do you want to, that would be the easiest thing for me is to offer another form of payment to make it easier for them. But my third point is, if they don't have any objections, don't dream them up. Seriously. I wonder, too, if you're going, no one's going to believe me, I shouldn't even do this. Well, hold on a moment, BG. Go down the path first and go through it.
BD,
excuse me. Go down the path. Assume that there are no objections. And then when there are objections, then address them and answer them and solve them. That's the easiest thing, too. If you just say, hey, here's how I usually do it in these situations. Here's a deed. I'm going to show you the deed. If you need to see some documentation, you know, whatever. I don't know. If they need to see, you know, have it all spelled out, what's going to happen. And just, I guess, go down the process. And unless they say no, then follow all the way through. And it's going to be fine. What do you want to add, Jeff? Steven?
There's two types of real estate deals, land deals. There's deals that you do, you close through title because they're big, dollar big. And then the other kind is the ones you don't, you process yourself because they're small. If they're small, you need to take credit cards and you're going to remove this whole thing from your life. Mm-hmm. It's not just the trust factor. There's a lot of paper moving around and a lot of stuff and then you're going to lose some sleep. They're going to lose some sleep. Do yourself a massive favor and get credit card processing today. And I'll tell you, you didn't hear this from me, but if you go get PayPal, which you probably already have, if you process one land deal on PayPal, it's not going to send off any sirens.
Right.
It's truly right. Not part of their program. It's not part of their accepted product type to sell. Stripe, PayPal and whatever, Blue Pay,
Moonclerk,
all those, mm-hmm. they eventually will say, knock it off.
Right.
But if in a pinch here, if you need to sell a property, you can send them even with PayPal, you can do it. And it's not a ton of money. Mm-hmm. But you need to start down the path with a company like Heartland Processing Systems, which we spent a year talking to them and setting up a whole department for all of our group. So you can just call and start down that path. It's not going to help you immediately, but start down that path. Mm-hmm. The other thing you could do if you're bent on doing it this way is have a buyer call the people you've just sold property to and say, is this guy a stand-up guy? Did he follow through on it? Does he really own it? And build a case. But I'm telling you, it's a lot of work
to do that.
It's a lot of calls and paper and all that.
You know what? And here's a bomb too. If you have the presence, if they do have any objections and they're not comfortable with it, fine, move on to the next guy.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, but still, you're kicking the can down the road. You need to accept credit cards, period.
Well, that's a process too.
Yeah, but he can still do process of payment right now on PayPal for
that's
one
true.
Deal.
Exactly. No
and
one
get
would
the thing
know.
Done.
And set anything up. Don't put in there for sale of 10 acres in Nevada. Don't put that in the PayPal thing because that might set off a little red flag.
Exactly.
But you could put an APN question. Number in there and no one would know if it's an invoice or an APN.
A couple of shows ago, I was actually laughing about how to deposit money, and this is a question about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a concern people have.
It is. See? I told you.
How do I deposit this money in my bank? Someone
I
wants to
know.
Give me money.
People are trying to give me money. Take it. So, cool.
Today's topic? I'm sorry, were you done?
I guess I am.
Are you done?
Yeah, it's fine.
Today's topic is, what are the business signs that tell you to go from being part-time to full-time in the land flipping business? This is the meat of the show. I know you've written down all kinds of cool stuff.
Okay, I wrote down three things I'll blast them now and then we can talk about them and see if you have any to add because I think this is good. So the number one business sign sounds like Dave Letterman. The number one business sign you need to go from part-time to full-time is
your mom kicks
one,
you out of the house.
Well, no, yeah, that, here
number
we go.
Number nine.
Yeah. You're losing money since your day job is taking too much time.
What the heck does that mean, Jill? Explain it to us.
That means that you're full-time at another job. And you're part-time in your land business. And your land business is taking over your day business.
You've used all your vacation time. You've begged your boss to go, you know, you had to go do this thing.
Your sick time's gone. You're about to fake a back injury. Because you need to be present because you are losing. You have had those deals going, wow, how much money did I take home in my day job and what could I have done?
Your job's costing you
if
money.
If I close those deals.
You're looking at yourself in the mirror after you're done shaving, and you're, you know, if I didn't go to work today, I could probably make twice as much money flipping dirt.
Bingo.
That is a good indication that it's over.
That's it. My other thing is, too, your wife's unhappy. There's a little a PS to that, too. Not only are you standing in the mirror going, I could make more money, and my wife's about to shoot me because I'm in my home. When I come home, I run to my home office, and she doesn't see me till 10 o'clock at night.
That's a problem.
Yeah, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's part B of that. That's
but if
one
you have
B.
an unhappy wife, chances are...
Oh, here we go.
This is not an
this
uncommon
has nothing
issue.
To do with the show. Go ahead.
If you have an unhappy wife, there's all kinds of stuff going on. Because really, what she should be doing is say, she should come to you and say, you know, I haven't seen you for 2 weeks. So I love you anyway. Is this going to end? I'm being patient, and I understand you got to do this for us and the whole thing. But it just can't be endless. That's how a wife should approach this.
I have to open the door and slide in meals and close the door.
She shouldn't approach it like, you don't love me. I knew you didn't love me. You love your computer.
You love to go on this tangent. Yeah. Is there something going on you want to share?
Not with you.
Okay.
You're perfect, actually.
Thank you. Thank you. You're silly. All right. Ready for my number two?
Yeah.
Okay. Number two reason, the business signs that tell you, you are a real estate junkie.
Yeah.
You cannot drive down the street,
brilliant.
Thank you, without trying to estimate property values.
God, I do that every day.
Yep.
Do you do that?
I do. I do. Yeah, and I got number two doing it with me now. I'm like, because I'm driving, he has to read off the numbers to me off Redfin or
excellent.
Something like that.
That's great.
So, yeah. So, when I'm in other states and stuff, and so it's hilarious.
I'm so fascinated right now with putting houses on water. Like in Sausalito.
Oh.
They just have floating houses, and they're for sale, and they're not expensive.
Yeah.
Like in Harry Met Sally, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I think I've been watching a few... I don't know if I caught a whole series or what, but I've seen shows on renovating those too, which is really kind of cool. Oh gosh, well, our dear the HGTV couple did one. They did a whole houseboat flip.
Houseboat?
House?
One of those floating houses I can see.
Excuse me,
I
mean, floating house where it's docked.
Yeah.
It's not like you go anywhere.
In Texas?
Like you can move it there, but you don't take it out.
Right.
It was in Texas. Yep.
I'd like to see that.
It was in Texas.
Did it come out? I'm sure it came out great.
Oh, it came out awesome.
How big are they? Like 2,000 feet?
Not that big, but it was two stories.
Oh.
Yeah, it was
really... Did it look
really
good? Like outside?
Oh my gosh, it was gorgeous.
They have a porch and all that?
Absolutely.
I got to see
it
this episode.
It was gorgeous.
Built-in bunk beds. Anything you didn't like about it?
None. Nothing.
All right, so from a tax standpoint, there's no balance sheet play except for an increase in price. There's no real property taxes. It's probably technically a personal piece of property. It's not real property.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you're not going to get property tax, but you will get like a slip in a marina.
Mm-hmm.
But if it keeps going up and there's some, you know, now there's nothing bad about it.
No, it was awesome. Yep. So that was good.
Slight different in the way it's taxed with mortgage interest, but I don't even think you'd get a mortgage on something like that. It wouldn't technically be. I love this.
They'd
I love
cash.
This creative approach
cash
on.
Yeah.
On, okay. So, anyway, that's
okay.
Not
enough of that tangent.
Yeah.
So you're a real estate junkie. Got that out of the way. Real estate deal junkie is what you are. And then the number three business sign that tells you your bank account doubled overnight.
I'll tell you. That parlays me into my, because that's your final number three.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's when I quit my job.
Yep.
I looked at my bank account, and there's $560,000 in there. And I was actually running out of property to sell. And I went in that day.
Yeah.
And said, I can't. I told the guy I was working for, who owned the company, I was an investment banker. I said, as much money as we're making here, I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be a good idea. You know Seth Williams in the business?
Mm-hmm.
He just went through that.
He did.
And he's like, he was a government employee.
Mm-hmm.
With pension, the whole thing, he gave up a lot more than I gave up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very loud about the fact that it was the best decision he ever made. Mm-hmm. He's got little tiny kids in the house.
I know.
Tiny little kids.
Exactly.
Way more responsibility than you and I have.
Mm-hmm.
Big you just got to be sure, though. You don't want to do it. You know, you really don't want to do this too fast. I don't know. What do you think is a good basic time for 2 years?
So that's the whole
thing. 2 years from when
you start buying
and selling. Yeah, that's what I think.
At least a couple years. You want it to be, you really want to wait So you're saying, oh, I should have done it 6 months ago. That's the right time.
Jill, that's a great point.
Because then you really know you're really, really there. You don't want to wake up today and go, well, today's the day. I'm going for it. Because then it sounds like there might be still a little bit of a hesitation. There should be no hesitation. You are literally, you know, figuratively kicking yourself for not doing it sooner. Then it's, you know, it's the right time.
So here's one of the big concerns that I had a long time ago in this business that I've long since gotten over, where you're sitting there thinking to yourself, is this the last deal I'm going to do? Is it really as simple as,
I've never thought that. What are you talking about?
Maybe I just got lucky on these 42 deals I just did.
Oh.
Maybe.
I'll never
maybe
find that again.
Some crazy thing that's out of my control. Like 1,500 Land Academy members are all going to send mail to the same county or something like that is going to mess up my revenue stream. And I'm going to wish 6 months from now, I've never heard anybody say this,
I know.
But I'm saying it's in the back of your head when you make that decision. Like, I just got lucky up to this point and right. It's all going to fall apart now.
I never had that.
So here's how I'm telling you how you get over this. Don't just mail one little tiny area. And expect, you can't keep going back to the same well your whole life and expect there to be water down there. You can milk it for quite some time, but eventually the cow's going to die. So diversify the types of property that you're buying. Don't just buy 5-acre properties in XYZ County in Texas. Buy different acreage types.
Infill lots
are a good idea. Go to a different state. Maybe if you're in Texas, go to Oklahoma in addition to Texas. Mm-hmm. I'm just choosing this cabin property, lake property, which leads me
desert.
Into House Academy. So the more you can diversify all this and then start buying and selling houses, wholesaling them, the more you're going to really, truly convince yourself. But I'm telling you, even if you just did say in two or three county, we have members who just say in two or three county area, mm-hmm. and that's it, and they kill it.
And they're happy.
Yeah.
And they've nailed it. And they might, you know how they diversify? Once they get into it, they're like, okay, now I know how to deal with everybody who's lost a spouse and their spouse is on the deed. Like, I know, now I'm a pro with this kind of transaction. So they'll still grow. And learn other things, which is awesome. Maybe they'll up their property. Maybe they're in those same counties and they're upping the property size and now they're subdividing the properties and making more money that way.
That will never go away.
No.
That will never go away.
Yep.
And that's how you retire in 5 years.
Exactly.
You buy a big piece of property, subdivide it down into 1 to 5 acre properties. Do it all legal. Do it correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correctly. Do it with a partner if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
That's some dough.
Exactly.
That's recession proof. Knock on wood.
Mm-hmm. I think we covered them all.
You think?
I do.
Well, you did it again then, I guess. You spent another 20 minutes with us listening to the Land Academy show. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we discuss the signs that you've actually arrived, air quotes, in this business.
You've arrived.
Your ship came in, yes. And you're standing there patting yourself on the back saying, I actually did it.
I guess I am a real investor.
Yep.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, found either from landacademy.com or you can go straight there to landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You think we've arrived?
Honestly, is that a trick question?
No, I'm asking you, really.
Oh, my
gosh. Like, you sit around and say, oh, I've arrived.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Oh, my gosh.
God, I never do.
Really?
Yeah, never.
Oh. Maybe my list was smaller than yours or something.
I was talking to number three yesterday about the stages of wealth, you know, the three stages. We'll talk about it in the next show, but there's three stages of wealth through me. And we're long past stage three,
mm-hmm.
but I never stop moving
forward.
See,
that's why. Well, and I won't either, but do I think I've arrived and am I very happy with everything? Heck yeah.
You look like you arrived.
Thank you.
Your hair looks nice. You look
thank
like a million bucks, Joe.
I appreciate that.
You are a million
thank
bucks,
thank you very
actually.
Much. Hey, thank you. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes, wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.